Apparently, there is a link between weight gain from not sleeping right.
Is there?
There is. Well, look at us. So we've got a sleep expert and co-founder of the Good Night Company. It's Shay Morrison joining us. Morning, Shay.
Good morning.
I love the idea that I can blame my weight gain on the fact that I'm not getting enough snooze time. But you're saying to us that there is a correlation.
Look, there can be a correlation when it comes to sleep. One of the things about sleep is that often we don't make sleep a really big priority when in fact it's actually the third pillar of health. So directly behind diet and exercise is sleep. And when we're not thinking about it or putting enough emphasis on it, sometimes it can be a bit of a chicken and egg scenario where we're chasing our tail. Sleeplessness, weight loss, sleeplessness can work hand in hand.
I love a good sleep.
Me too.
Like, I love a sleep. Now, we work odd hours, Mel and I. How do you get past that jet-lagged feeling of being super tired but not being able to sleep and eating and overeating to compensate?
That's right.
I think we really need to make it a priority and take some conscious thoughts around what we're doing and when. So sticking to routines is pretty much the number one goal. Like it does, you know, if we were trying to, you know, we wanted to get fit or we did want to lose weight, we really put an emphasis and a priority around it. We tell our loved ones, we join the gym, we buy new equipment or clothes or whatever it is. And we really need to do the same when it comes to sleep, is making it a priority and thinking about how we can stick to our routines when it comes to sleep.
That's a really good point. You're right. We often set ourselves up for success in other areas of our life. Like you just said, we're going to join a gym, we buy our new activewear, we tell everybody what our goals are. But most of the time when I talk about sleep to my mates, it's, I'm so tired, I didn't sleep last night, I'm not getting enough sleep, the kids are up. So it's a very negative conversation we're having around that part of our life.
Yeah, and we need to make it more positive and think about it more positively. So look at our sleep environment. Is it somewhere that's conducive where we think, oh my gosh, I just can't wait to go to bed, you know, to get that really good routine around your sleep so that when you do wake up, you feel amazing. So it makes you want to prioritize it night after night after night.
What should we be looking for in our sleep environment? What makes it a great place to snooze?
A clean space is ideal, so a non-cluttered environment. Ideally, we want to keep the bedroom to sleep and sex only. So it's, you know, it's just having no clutter, no excessive things in there. You know, with all the pandemic that's been going on, is really thinking about where are we making these decisions to do our work. It's definitely not in the bedroom. So clean spaces, dark environments, cool, so 18 to 19 degrees is ideal.
So turn the TV off basically and just put your head down and snooze on away.
Absolutely.
Do you have a TV in your room, Mel?
Yeah, I do.
And oh, you do, because you've nothing else to do?
But here's the thing, though. I'm one of those people that needs noise to go to sleep.
Me too.
You know, and that's the thing, because if I don't have noise in my room, I can pick up on every sound in other parts of my house, and it drives me mental. Mm. So are those sleep machines a good investment where you listen to the waves crashing or the birds chirping?
Sleep machines can be really good. They can be a good distraction. So if you're somebody who does need it, then I would definitely look at investing in one that has the white noise or the birds or whatever you feel is comfortable that gives you that relaxation that you need.
I'm wishing I could afford to buy waterfront property because I can sleep beautifully when waves are crashing.
Oh yes.
That would be super duper nice. So what are you saying? You're saying nice cold environment, super clean, tidy bedroom.
Dark.
Get rid of the distractions.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No, and I completely agree. Please no devices, no TVs, no phones, nothing in the bedroom. That's an ideal environment. Having a dark environment, really thinking about before you go to bed, switching off all of those lights that you don't need, and getting, because that's when our sleep hormone melatonin is released, is when we're in a dark environment. So if we're full of bright lights and backlit screens, we've got no chance of the sleepy feeling coming through.
Oh, I love that sleepy feeling. And how many hours of snooze time a night should we be aiming for?
7 to 9 hours is the recommended period for adults. Obviously, children require more. But as we get older, you know, probably into our, you know, later years, we might find it more challenging to get that many straight hours of sleep. So if you are somebody that's in that stage of life, then it's thinking about how can you just have restful periods as well. So not necessarily exerting too much energy, maybe trying to find a few times during the day that you could nap, but only short naps, 20 to 30 minutes only.
Oh, okay. And then as far as children are concerned, they need more than the 7 to 9 hours. How many hours a night should kids be getting?
It's really broken into different age groups. So from when it's a baby, you know, babies need, I think it's, you know, anywhere up to sort of 16 hours, throughout the day of sleep. So it varies as you come into different age groups. There's some great information on the Queensland Health website around the required hours for adults and children. But, you know, if you're somebody who is struggling with children and sleeping, definitely go and seek out some further advice, because the children's time for sleeping is when all of the development phases are happening.
Yeah.
So it's pretty critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And devices out of kids' rooms overnight and things like that, yeah?
Everybody, I'm a big advocate that devices should be out of everybody's bedrooms. There is no need for a device in a bedroom.
Some brilliant advice there. Thank you so much, Shay, for your time this morning. I don't know, Dave, when was the last time you got 7 hours sleep straight?
I don't get more than 4 hours. I would get maybe 6 hours sleep in a day, but it will be half an hour an hour nap. 3 to 4 hours work.
Yeah,
that's the way it goes.
Yeah,
and that's why I have a big fat belly.
Shay, thanks so much for the chat this morning. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.